Lord. Praise God. Friday night, Missy and I and Matt and Laura and Seth and Paul went out here to the Queenstown Volunteer Fire Department's fireworks event. I don't know what you call it. Parade, festival. They had fireworks when it got dark. And we went out to share the gospel with the folks that were gathered there. Pass out tracts and just talk to folks. You know, I was frankly amazed at the doors that God opened for us. It was so awesome. Missy was our support unit. You know, she had the boys and she was taking care of them. And Matt and Laura and I went out and began to give out some tracts and talk to different people. And the Lord just kind of put a leadership anointing on Matt. And he just kind of was the point man. And he shared the gospel at length with at least four different groups of people. It was awesome. It was awesome. And the most awesome thing about it is this. He never once compromised the message. Never watered it down. Never tried to soft pedal it, make it go down with honey or anything like that. I mean, he wasn't rude or anything, but he never once backed down on the demand of the gospel to repent and to put one's faith completely and utterly in Jesus Christ for their life and salvation. In fact, he went so far as to tell people, man, I'm not trying to, you know, put a stumbling block in front of you. You know, you're all right. It's all right. He went so far as to tell people consistently that if they truly have faith, put their faith in Christ, their heart will have been transformed and there would be fruits of righteousness in their life as evidence of the new birth. And that if there isn't that fruit, basically they better check again to make sure whether they really have received Christ or not. Didn't flinch, didn't bat an eye. I looked him right in the eye as he was talking to the guy, never even blinked. They teach you that in the unit there. And do you know, not one person walked away from those presentations of the gospel. Everyone that he began to share the gospel with stayed and listened and even thanked him graciously when it was done. Thank you for sharing that with me. That really meant a lot to me. We may not be able to come this week, but I'd like to come visit the church sometime. Wow. One guy even said, wow, thank you for the pep talk. I guess he was feeling kind of confident. Oh, man. Praise God. Not one rejection. No watered down. No compromise of the gospel. Plain and simple, repent and believe, and not one person rejected him. But that's not always the case, is it? How many people have ever experienced something different? Little bit, yeah. Well, you don't have to quote anybody. Not everybody is receptive. Not everybody is willing to give you an audience when you present the gospel. Some people will only listen to you long enough to argue with you. The only reason they're standing there letting you finish is so they can jump back in your face and say, yeah, but, well, I don't think so. Have you thought about this? Not everybody is receptive. Some people won't even look at you in the eye as they walk by because then they feel like, you know, you've got them. So they kind of look away, you know, like they've got a twist in their neck. They're like, no, thank you. No, thank you. Surprising to run into stuff sometimes. Praise God. It was no different back then with the disciples. Whatever it is now, there's nothing new under the sun. The same things that we run into here, they ran into there. Maybe a little different flavor, but it was no different. Jesus knew he was sending out the disciples in many cases to be rejected. I'm sending you out as sheep among what? Wolves. Who usually does the eating in that matchup? Yeah. Sending you out like sheep among wolves. He knew that in some places they would be hated. In some places they would be despised. In some places they would be physically persecuted. And sometimes it would get really, really bad. If you look up the parallel passage in Matthew chapter 10, he says, man, it could get ugly. You could die for this. I hadn't come to send peace. I came to bring a sword. And sometimes a man's enemies will be those of his own household. He said, this will rock the world. Be ready. And so it's not always easy. He says, I'm sending you out. You might get rejected, but guess what? I've got a plan. And he came up with an action plan as to what they should do when they were rejected. It would be good for us to have the same action plan, wouldn't it? Amen. So quiz time here. Multiple choice. What action plan did Jesus come up with for his disciples to handle rejection? We've got choice number A. He told them to water down the message so that people would receive it better. How many people say it's selection A? All right, selection B. He told them to dress and talk as trendy as possible so people would think that they were hip. Anybody for B? Are you sure? Do you know anybody that's walking in B? Maybe, I don't know. We won't name them. Okay, here we go. Option C. He told them that their feelings of rejection. And crying and sharing their feelings and just beating up a pillow. Anybody take option C? No. Are you sure? Yeah, no, it's not. Where's my buzzer? Thank you. Option D, he taught them a new dance.
Yes, and we want to see you do it.
How many people say option D, he taught them a new dance?
If he gets you to do it, we'll vote for that.
Yeah.
So what do you got, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7? This side of the room says, hey, I got some integrity here. It's not for sale for that. Guess what? It's option D. He taught them. I'm serious. Check this out. Yeah, you can leave this on the recording. He taught them a new dance. Taught them a new dance. I don't know what it's called. Basically this, Mark chapter 6, verse 11. He said, whoever will not receive you nor hear you when you depart from there. Don't you love it? Shake off the dust under your feet. As a testimony against them, surely I say to you, it would be better for Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. So, raise your right leg, shake, shake, shake. You raise your left leg, shake, shake, shake. Shake the dust off, shake the dust off. Taught them a new dance, you know? Yeah. It's a good thing they were wearing sandals. If they'd been wearing booties instead, they probably would have had a hit song on their hands, and then what would they have done? They didn't have any place to put all the copper. He taught them a new dance. He said, raise your right leg, shake the dust off, raise your left leg, after you put your right leg down first. Yeah. Raise your right leg, shake, 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 put it down, raise your left leg, shake, shake, shake. And then shake the dust off. Just shake the dust off. Leap for joy. Do you know why you're leaping? Because it says over in Luke 6:22, blessed are you when men hate you, when they exclude you, revile you, cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. Rejoice in that day and do what?
Leap for joy.
Leap for joy. Leap for joy. This kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying? Leap for joy. For indeed, what great is your reward in heaven. That's worth leaping about. That's worth dancing about. That's worth getting excited about. So everybody stand up for this one. Everybody stand up. Yeah, you can do it. It's that kind of church. Stand up. We're gonna learn how to handle rejection for Christ's sake. Amen? Stand up, Lauren. Before I call you up to the front. All right. So when you are either sharing the gospel of Christ or simply living for Him in the face of adversity, in the face of people who reject Him and reject you as a result. What does Jesus say you should do? We'll break it down. Raise your right leg. Shake, shake, shake. All right, put it down. Raise your left leg. And do what? Shake, shake, shake. And then what? Leap for joy. Shake the dust off. Shake the dust off. Can't touch this. Ba-na-na-na. Different song. All right, let's do it. All right, we're going to do it all together, right? Ready? One, two, three, four. Shake, shake, shake. Now the left leg. Shake, shake, shake. Now leap for joy. Shake the dust off. Shake the dust off. All right, you got that, Luke? We're doing that after the message. All right. Okay, bring out the snakes. No, we're not that kind of church. Okay, does everybody have that? Praise God. He taught them a new dance. I mean, literally. Now, why did they shake the dust off their feet? Because that city was shut up by a curse at that point. A curse was sticking to them. They were shut up with demonic oppression, and they didn't want that cursed ground clinging to them. They didn't want to carry that with them and bring it to these other places. You know, God puts a premium on ground. There is holy ground, there is sacred ground, and there is cursed ground. Innocent blood curses the ground, and they are literally shaking off that curse. Jesus was, in essence, telling them, do not form a soul tie to that spirit of rejection. Do not let that spirit of rejection take a foothold in your life. Do not receive that. When people reject you, do not let that define you or deter you. Shake it off, walk away, and leap for joy. Amen. God doesn't want you defined by those things. He doesn't want you receiving that into your spirit. That has no place in your spirit, because your value, your worth, your glory and treasure comes from God and nobody else. Praise God.